Hi. Today is not soon.
You can see them asking the paper interesting to be straight.
That's right. You don't find in the Bible where it condemns gay people. However, I know a lot of you do. Just like so many other things, you've got other stuff to do than to take into consideration this idea about preaching the gospel in all the world. The 33 years that I've been a Christian, I've heard so many times that one of the signs of the last days is that the gospel will be preached in the whole world. And so, and they tell you that that's what's being done. That it's in, the Bible is printed in just about every language, if not all the languages. And that it's preached everywhere. But see, we like to exaggerate. You know, if we go to one city and we talk to one person, then we say the gospel is preached in that city or in that country even. But when the Bible says the gospel will be preached in all the world, that means that something will make a dent in all the countries in the world about Christianity. And yet there are so many nations that have almost nothing to do with Christianity at all. And this is really, you know, it's like this trip that I'm on right now here in Taiwan. I've driven from the most north to the most south point. And stopped at many cities on the way. And got to see the people real up close and personal. I got to go in there, little shops, a little restaurant that's probably even bigger than a closet. And they just have some sort of open flame and cooking. I mean, it's kind of amazing that how that people still are living today. And with us Christians saying that we're just so great and everything, and we pray, and we and gospel is being preached in all the world. Yeah, I've been here 11 days, from north to south. And just a few years ago, I was made a good little venture over to the east side of the island. And so I got a pretty good tour of the island. The last time I was here, I went to a lot of cultural things where they have museums and ancient artifacts and things like that. Did a lot of walking. This year, this vacation, it's a little bit different. Didn't go to any cultural things. Just toured or drove scenic drive. And I went to one lake reservoir, did a program from there. Went down to the south tip. And, you know, all along the way, there's some huge cities. There's one city, a couple cities, one city especially, that I never knew was just about, it seemed like as big as Taipei. There's Kaohsiung, I think it is. And then there's a couple other ones. Tainan is pretty big, and Taichung is pretty big. And then there's so many tiny cities, little cities, and you know, fish farms and all kinds of rice farms and banana farms and all that kind of stuff along the way. And the mountainy area, nice steep roads, real small type of roads, kind of steep and twisty, and in America, most of our mountain highways have gotten pretty straightened out and rotten and stuff. You could find some small ones, but here it's kind of interesting little tour that I had here this vacation, and I got to thinking that especially going through these little towns. And I took a lot of video of them, just going by town and trying to shoot the stores with the film and to get it tied in. It's just, you know, hearing from me way back in 1974, January, when I accepted Jesus, that, you know, one of the things that is so great is that we're in the last days and that the gospel has been preached in all the world. So if that's fulfilled, we don't need to fulfill that one because it's fulfilled. People, the gospel has been... Hi, how are you? Touch once in a while you can see a building that has a cross on it. It's usually related to Catholics. And I already know a little bit about how the Catholics are doing over here. I have a really close friend that grew up in Catholic school over here. And got a lot of personal insight, first-hand information about how that's doing. And I also checked out the internet about some other places. And the best I can find is that there's a Baptist church here, at least in this city. There's three other, I'm in Sinchu here. And there is a church for English-speaking Baptists, some English-speaking people decided that they wanted to have an English-speaking church here in Sinchu, and so I located that on the internet, so I know that that's here. So like I said, I've done a lot of walking. This city that I'm in right now is 390,000, but boy, you would think that it's a lot bigger than that, you know. It's spread out much more than Seattle. It's kind of imagine Seattle is well over 500,000 and this one's 390,000, but boy, I would say this city is a lot larger than Seattle, but it's not. And I gone through street after street walking. Boy, I got some really interesting. I got a bicycle. My host family got a couple of kids. They showed me around the city. It took me swimming pool, and it turns out that I had to ride a bicycle. And there's a kind of thing over here, you know. Everything's okay. Just so long you get around the guy in front of you. You could do anything you want. Almost in a car or scooter or whatever you're on, motor scooter, bicycle. It just doesn't matter, you know. Go up on the sidewalk, go around, however it is to get around, cross that double yellow line or whatever. It doesn't really matter. You just get around the guy in front of you. You don't need the horn and don't necessarily need the brakes. You just need to go around, however it takes. Walking and all that kind of stuff, it's just kind of free-for-all. There might be some more rules, like it apparently what everybody does is they don't turn on a red light. It's amazing, you know. If it's a red light, you don't turn. You're not allowed to stop and turn right. But it seems like you're allowed to do it. Everything else that in America we'd say you'd get a ticket right away. But it is kind of interesting. Almost all the lights have a little stopwatch on it so you can know when the light's about to change. So everybody gets ready, you know, and just they see it counting down 3, 2, 1, and they're on their way. And they have a little kind of, you know, for pedestrians, they have a little red stick figure there, and then it turns green, and he just kind of as the timer's ticking down, you just kind of gradually, just slowly walking the little stick figure leg. You're walking, then it gets down to about 10 seconds, down to 8 seconds, then all of a sudden the little legs start going faster, and it gets down to 5 seconds, and you're directly running across the little light thing. So it's kind of interesting to see all these kind of things. Last night we went to a 5-star hotel, you know, just one last thing to go eat at a real fancy restaurant at the top of the hotel. And it's really fabulous hotel there. It's about a 10-minute walk from the part of town I was staying in. And so that had a good last meal, helped to say thank you to my host family. But, you know, like I said, going through the city here, and I've been to Europe, and there's not a lot different, I mean, except that you do have a few more Christian churches over there, but you have a lot of ancient gods, all those Greek gods and all that Roman gods and all statues everywhere. And, you know, I suppose like the United States, when you're walking out on the street or something, you really can't tell that there's any Christianity going on anywhere. It's all secular. But what is so terrible to hear is that most of Christendom in the United States like to say that the U.S. is founded on Christian principles. So I come on here and tell you, no, it weren't, people. You've been lied to 100 times, 100 ways. And so because it was found in a different thing. The Masons founded it. The Vatican and Protestant headquarters clergy types of people, they had different motives than to come over here for free speech or free practice of religion. They wanted to own things, to have power. They wanted to get the 33rd God's holy latitude. So forth. And the Christians that did come over here for religious freedoms were really Puritans of Puritans, Quaker-er than the Quakers, and so forth. They brought over a very strict religious rule book, as it were. And that is where the foundation of Christianity in America came from, is a strict religious Protestant rule book. Now, but even so, if we are a nation under God, as Christians, you know, you got to get this thing out of your mind about secular government, as it were. And I'm not trying to say we need a Christian government or a theological government or something like that. What I'm saying is that if we are supposed to be a Christian nation, then we're not necessarily, as it were, to say that then we should give this sort of type of equal respect, as it were, to other religions. You know, it's almost like that no matter where you go, now maybe individual Christians in the churches and everything may talk about it, that they're not wanting to conform or to agree with as such as to have, you know, respect other religions, as it were. You know, although we hear we respect other religions. You know, we're Christians. In the day of when God led them over to Canaan, you know what God wanted them to do? Destroy everything. Everything that wasn't Christian, as it were. You know, everything that wasn't related to God as the Bible. Now, we don't go destroying things. Anybody that says God don't go destroy anything, kill off other religions or other God type thing. We ain't going to do this kind of thing because God's not telling us. This is a different kind of error. God didn't tell us. He told Moses and the group of Hebrews to do that to Canaan. And the Israelites disobeyed God and did not kill off everybody. They decided, hey, they like the booty. And they like to keep, hey, you know, the women and the cows and all that kind of stuff. Let's keep everything we like, you know. Kill off the men and everything, but let's keep, you know, we like those women. And all this kind of stuff was a story of the disobedience of the children of God in those days. Yet we don't have this a decree from God that says this thing in the United States to go kill off any other religions. But still, we are Christians. There is no other God. We just know other gods are just stone or wood, you know. You can burn it in the fire and chisel it down to make a marble or shine it all up and make a nice countertop out of it, you know. But, you know, and yet we get this kind of idea that we ain't going to speak anything about it and we don't care. And so, we still call ourselves a nation of Christianity. Now, somehow or another, as a Christian nation, we got to work together, as it were, to do this thing which goes into all the world and preach the gospel. Instead of just say, we have now, you know, a few people have gone over, and so now we're in all the world. No, you're not. I've gone down street after street after street in this city here. No, you're not. You haven't preached the gospel in all the world. Turn on the TV. They got cable. 100 stations. 120 stations. I've been up and down Taiwan here. Various hotels and people's homes and everything. Turn on the TV. Just all the channels. All hours of the day. You know what I see? 10 or 15 channels of Buddhist priests preaching. Been talking. Going down the street, walking, look at this lighthouse there down the south end. There's a park there. You know what I see? In the park? A whole group of people out there. And who's out there teaching? Somebody's teaching there. What are they teaching? Well, to be good and all that. But they're also teaching about, I got all the brochures and everything, about how to meditate in the Buddhist principle. And last time I was here,
same thing, you know.
So what you're seeing is, and then you all here in Chu, I've got you go to any place, there's a large area. The schools you go to, my whole family had some school-age kids, and if here's Sunday, you can go right into the classroom, and he says, that's my seat there, and all their little desks and everything are sitting there, and you go out to the place with a basketball court, football field, there's also a little area where you can... there's some sort of teacher there, and all the girls there, and they're singing and doing this, practicing in this kind of a worship like a deal. And you go downtown, and they have different areas that have large enough. It's just a convenient place for us to do more of the same. And so you go around, you know, and you get to thinking all this kind of stuff, and my eyes are always open to anything that looks Christian. There isn't any. So when you're saying that you've gone into all the world and preached gospel, now I was also in Thailand for a year, and one Thai person did take me to a little tiny wooden shack-like thing that was built in a whole shopping sort of, I don't know what you call it, a little wooden makeshift shack-up, we might call it a strip mall or something. But it's and he pointed out to me, this is what I am, and at the time I was atheist, so it wasn't me, but he was referring to this as a Christian church inside there, a few people there. In those days they said that Thailand was about 1% Christian, if that. And what I'm hearing today is it hasn't changed a whole lot. Christian, why aren't you doing something about it? You can't, because you can't work together as Christians. You would rather work together with other religions. You would rather work together with the secular political process than to work with yourselves. Now, interfaith is kind of a thing that you don't like, because interfaith means you can have any kind of religion. There ought to have been something in the past, since the time the Mayflower come over, and we're calling ourselves Christian and all that kind of stuff. There ought to have been some kind of a way that we could bring out the process of preaching the gospel in all the world. We're the richest nation in the world. Why can't we figure it out? Go to church, you know. Hey, pastor, guess what? There's country over here that there's no Christians at all. And I really have a feel for this. Can you help me support? Nah, you got to pay your own way. And you got to find somebody that's already over there and see if they'll take you in. And then you could maybe do your feeling. Yeah, nobody cares. You say, have a ministry that's over in something, other country, then they like to hear about it. It's fun for everybody sitting there pew and listen about what some missionaries are doing over in other countries. My point here today is, this city that you see behind me is a example of they're not preaching the gospel in all the world. And it doesn't look like you're gonna. This is one of your biggest disobedience to God, is not preaching the gospel in all the world. So you know who's going to preach it? The two witnesses. There's just not going to be any magical thing where Christianity today is going to stand up and start ministering to the world like the way they should have been. The United States should have been a leader in this, and a lot of you say you are. Hey, if you were, I can come here and I can see a church on every corner, but I don't. How come Europe has a church on every corner, as it were? How come the United States has a church on the corner, as it were? And all the Western countries had church on the corner, as it were. But instead, it seemed like that we get Muslims expanding and growing. Why? How could Christians turn to Islam? You know why? Because Christianity isn't doing what they're supposed to do, going into all the world and preach the gospel, giving witness to what Jesus is doing in their life. So nobody sees you. You're singing in church. You're watching your pastor create a bigger and bigger and more expensive entertainment system so that you could see multimedia presentation of a singing, happy, joyous, worshiping to God. one of the things I used to always say is that one of these days, God's going to break the walls down so your neighborhood can see what's going on in your church. You see, you're secretive. You don't want your neighbors to know. We are all so conditioned in Christianity that we're not going to tell anybody about Jesus. And so we have countries like here that, do we care? How could you care? People, how could you care? Try walking up and down these streets. Try listening to some of these shops and homes and stuff that you see over in some of these countries. And imagine what you... we have some pretty low-income type places in the United States, which is close to some of the places here. This here is just everywhere. You could go to parts of town that is not so bad, but most of it is simply just little old places that is... My point still is trying to get you to understand that if you're thinking the last days are coming around, you got to think that something has got to happen that is different than what it is today. You say revival is coming, you say, oh, you're praying for a revival. You know, revival doesn't come because you pray for it. When you ask God for something and God's going to give it to you, you have to reach out and take it. And so here we are in all the world, and there's no gospel being preached. Yet you flip on TBN, you flip on any other religious channel or whatever, they're going to say the gospel is being preached in all the world. That's a lie, people. It ain't being preached here. No, how are they? You try with it. They're not going to hear. There's no hope ever that any of these little towns out here are going to hear. There isn't a hope of prayer whatsoever, people, that they're going to hear. And then you multiply this to all the other countries in the world. If you like to say that gospel is being preached, because there is one church in the whole city representing maybe a location of 10 million people or something. So we say it's being preached in all people. The gospel is not being preached in all the world. And you know the way it's going to be preached is 144,000 is going to do it. There's going to be the two witnesses that are going to do it. There's going to be a new breed of prophets. The old prophets, the ones we're familiar with today, are going to disappear. Your pastors are going to be reduced. They're going to fall like grain. And you're going to see new people showing up and presenting the gospel in a way that you've never heard before. And they're going to be able to go into the places that you were supposed to. You were given commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel, but you didn't go into the world and preach the gospel. Even in the United States, we don't see it being preached. You walk downtown, you walk down to the beach, you walk down anywhere you want, street after street, you don't see any sign of Christianity, hardly at all. It used to be you had camp meetings and stuff. It wouldn't be so unusual to find a camp meeting going on or something. Now you can't. Anyway, people, get ready. Shocking things are going to happen. If you don't know Jesus, turn to him right now and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and that God rose you on the third day. Forgive me of my sins and change my life. A simple prayer gets you saved. Now, read the King James Bible, because all other modern translations are Satan counterfeits. People, get ready. The shaking is going to come like never before. You've been bad. You see, you're going to be spanked for sins of the past. 2,000 years of Christianity, you're going to receive, as it were, punishment in a 1260-day period for the sins of the past church. But don't worry, your sins were worse than theirs. See you next week.
Jesus didn't ask him to do it for people to change. Be straight. Well, as you can see, there is my brain out there in the background. Yeah. An exciting trip here. Kind of nice to be on my way home. Still got a little while left, so I thought I'd do a little bit of a program here and see what it's like. here in the airport. Like I was saying earlier, in another program, these countries that are around the world that we like to say that the gospel is preached in all the world really don't have that gospel preached that much. Some missionary or something in our church happened to be in some sort of foreign country and in the little kind of community or something, doesn't make the gospel preached in all the world. And I've driven quite around here, or at least my host family did, took a tour all over the island. So now I can say I've been from all the way north down to all the way south here in Taiwan. And that's an exciting thing. And I got to see a lot of things. Little small villages and how people live. And they even have a city I stayed in. I had about 390,000 people and I have one 5-star hotel. So had a good farewell dinner at this luxury hotel. It's kind of, you know, nice. One last stop. I realized there's people that show me around the country. But anyway, we drove around by the mountain area and you can call the mountains high hills, pretty high. And you see some lake up there. And through this process, we went through a lot of little cities, little towns, little villages. And I might dub in some of the storefronts and stuff that I've seen along the way. And what I'm trying to get a convey across to you is we're getting closer and closer to the last days, and I don't think too many of you realize the gospel isn't being preached in all the world, because you don't care. You only care that you might be able to support your local ministry or mission from your church. And even then, what do? Give a dollar? Some of you might give a little bit more. Some of them don't care at all, you know. You know, nothing being given that a missionary here and there are supported. And one note that is kind of interesting, some countries literally ban for us Americans, you know, go to their country and preach. Come online and all.